This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We often hear that running, jumping, or playing sport is good for our bones. But what about lifting weights at the gym? Could weight training actually help protect us from fractures later in life? The science says yes, lifting weights can improve bone density, but some exercises are far more effective than others. To unpack what works and why, I'm joined by our regular Joy Drive expert, Dr. Hunter Bennett, lecturer in exercise science at the University of South Australia. Hunter, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
Let's start with the simple thing. What exactly is bone density and why does it matter?
Yeah, so essentially the density of your bones sort of refers to how full it is of minerals like calcium and things like that that essentially give it structure and rigidity. Mm-hmm. So essentially the denser our bones are, sort of the less prone they are to things like fractures and breaks. And generally as we get older, we tend to see a bit of a decline in bone mineral density, which is why fractures and breaks can become sort of more common in older adults.
Yeah, and in beyond age, what are the main factors that influence our bone health?
Yeah, so like most things, there's certainly a genetic component. So some people's bone density deteriorates at, you know, faster rate than others. But then there's also lifestyle factors that can have an influence. So it seems like people who eat fairly high diets, fairly high in calcium and vitamin D, who get a lot of sunlight, they tend to have slightly denser bones than those who don't. People who exercise a lot generally have more bone density than people who don't exercise much. Mm-hmm. And more specifically, people who do sort of really high impact exercise like running or sprinting and jumping and also weight training tend to have higher bone mineral density again. And then sort of going the other way, people who smoke generally have a lower bone mineral density than people who don't smoke.
Oh, is there like, do you know what the interaction is with that? Like, is there something within, you know, cigarettes that contributes to this or affects the absorption of essential nutrients?
Yeah, so there's been some like hypothesis, some people sort of suggesting that could be the case, but then it's also really hard to sort of disentangle from those lifestyle factors. So generally people who smoke are maybe a little bit less health conscious, they might exercise less, their diets might be slightly poorer on average. So yeah, people do sort of suggest that maybe some of the chemicals in smoke are having an influence, but it's really hard to sort of identify whether it's that or the sort of lifestyle factors associated.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned, so you wrote an article about this in The Conversation recently, and you mentioned in the article about postmenopausal women are particularly at risk.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is that makes this group more vulnerable?
Yeah, so again, it's sort of just the hormonal changes that occur during that time. We can see sort of changes in the rate that sort of new bone is layered down and old bone is taken up, because that's sort of a process that's happening all the time, right? Like we've got bone cells that are sort of removing old bone or and a new sort of bone is being relayered, and that's just a cyclical process that occurs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to see maybe a change in sort of the rate at which that occurs post-menopause, but then also we again see a bunch of lifestyle factors, generally a decline in sort of physical activity and stuff like that during that age period as well, which can potentially exacerbate some of those changes.
Okay. We're chatting with Dr. Hunter Bennett from the University of South Australia about how weightlifting can improve bone density and which exercises make the biggest difference to long-term bone health. On that question, what types of exercises are the most effective? Like, are we talking like squats and deadlifts, or can smaller movements still help?
Yeah, so there's sort of two trains of thought here. A lot of people are sort of big proponents of things like squats and deadlifts.
Mm-hmm.
So things that allow us to lift a lot of weight, but then also place load on sort of, I guess, the areas that are somewhat prone to losing bone density. So the spine and the sort of hips and pelvis. So those sorts of exercises do a really good job of loading those areas. So that's sort of like maybe our gold standard. But then generally, if we're still doing machine-based exercises, they're still going to have an effect, because when we do sort of strength training or resistance training, say we're doing a leg press or something like that, the force that our muscles are producing is still putting a lot of tension on the bone. So they also have a positive effect. They're just maybe not as good as sort of squats and deadlifts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the key for all of them is that ideally we're pushing them quite heavy, So sort of doing low reps, maybe 4 to 6 reps with quite heavy loads.
Oh, that's interesting advice. Yeah, I guess a lot of times we think about like the greater amount of reps, the better. But in this circumstance, for bone density health, you're saying that it's a little bit heavier, but just less in the repetition.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, if generally when we're doing those sort of higher reps, we are sort of stressing, I guess, the muscle tissue a little bit more. We're accumulating lactate and other sort of byproducts. That's why we get that burning sensation. But whereas this sort of training, we're sort of pretty much picking a weight that we can lift 6 or 7 times and doing it, 5 or 6 times. So we're almost going to our max. And the focus is just putting as much sort of tension on the muscles and as much mechanical tension on the bones as we possibly can.
Yeah. We've just had a message in from someone who's actually here at Joy. So Tamsin, who's working here at Joy, is just to say in the last 12 months has been doing strength-based exercises and her bone density has increased significantly. So that's, there we are.
That's right, incredible. Here. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was actually chatting to Tamsin just before I was doing the interview with you, and she mentioned about the exercises she was undertaking. So she was very interested to hear about this particular interview. If anyone out there is worried about their bone density, what's the right first step to find out more about it? Is it going to the GP, a physio, an exercise scientist?
Yeah, generally, if it is something that is a key concern, I normally just encourage people to go to their GP and then they can sort of refer them out to the appropriate sort of health professional who can potentially take an assessment of bone mineral density and give you further insight. Mm-hmm. But yeah, generally GP is sort of, first line of defense, and they'll sort of direct you where you need to go.
Yeah. And for our younger listeners out there who might not think this is relevant to them just yet, Are there any benefits to them doing this kind of strength-based training to protect against aging?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some good evidence to suggest that people who are active when they're younger, so, whether this is we're talking children and teenage or whether we're talking 20s, 30s, 40s, but generally they will sort of maintain a higher average bone density than the rest of the population. So then that sort of decline that they might experience as they get older will be less. So they'll sort of consistently have higher bone mineral density than the rest of the population, which is going to be really protective as they get older.
Yeah. And Hunter, before we let you go, what's your key message to those of us who want to look after their bones in the longer term?
Yeah, so I think I've probably got maybe two, if that's okay.
We'll let you have two.
Excellent. Yeah, so I think, I think exercise is just sort of critical.
Yeah.
I'd encourage everyone to exercise. And then I guess sort of adjacent to that, I think it's sort of maybe not being scared to try lifting heavy weights. Particularly you sort of hear these narratives in the health and fitness injury industry. You should do higher reps and lighter weights to burn fat or tone the muscle and I think that's kind of a narrative that we hear particularly directed towards females and maybe even in females who are sort of postmenopausal, where in reality, everyone should probably be spending a little bit of time doing their weight training using those heavier weights and those lower rep ranges, and that's going to be really beneficial from a health perspective.
Yeah, that's great advice. Thank you so much, Hunter. It's been a pleasure interviewing you again here on Joy Drive.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
That was Dr. Hunter Bennett, lecturer in exercise science at the University of South Australia, explaining how lifting weights can strengthen not only your muscles, but also your bones. You can check out Hunter's latest article at The Conversation.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.